We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Tudas Tanu Rabbanon. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Asparagus Yofa Lelev V'toiv Le'inayim. Asparagus is a drink. It's mixed with wine and cabbage juice, and it's called asparagus. Either you can make it with wine or you can make it with beer. They're both like alcoholic beverages. One is with beer, one's with wine. So it says in this braisa that asparagus, yofalev, it's good for the heart, but toivleinayim, it's good for the eyes. It's even good for the stomach. Vaharagel boy, someone who drinks it often, yofalechol gufa, it's good for his whole entire body. Vamashtakir matter, but if you get drunk from it, koshalchol gufa, it's not good for your guf. Now in this braisa, it says that it's good for the heart and good for the stomach, which is a little bit of a stira, because the Gemara later on says that the beer-based asparagus is good for the stomach but bad for the heart and the eyes. And the wine-based asparagus is good for the heart and eyes but not good for the stomach. But here we're saying it's good for both. If it says it's good for the heart, it must be talking about the wine-based asparagus. Then it says it's especially good for the stomach. But Tanya went to Brisa. La'at stands for abbreviation Leiv, Ayin, and Tchoil. The heart, eyes, and the spleen. Yafa. It says asparagus is good for la'at, which is the heart, eyes, and spleen. L'ramat, kasha. It's not good for ramat, which stands for roish, the head. Mem is ma'ayim, and tachtoinios is like hemorrhoids. It's kasha. So we can't be, the same thing can't be good for stomach and good for eyes and good for heart. So Gemara, Kitanya Hibim Yoshin. It's old wine. If you use old wine, it's good for everything. Like we learned in the Mishnah regarding a nether. If someone says, Koinim Yayin Shani Toyim, I don't want to, I make a nether, then I'm not going to eat, drink wine anymore. Why? And he says, why in his nether? Shai Yayin Kosho B'nei Mayim, because the Yayin is bad for the stomach. Omer Loi, but they tell him, well, if Yoshin Yafahulim B'nei Mayim, older wine is good for the stomach. Veshasik, and it's quiet, and Allah is also Vachadish, also a new wine, but Mutter B'Yoshin is Mutter with old wine. That's what it says in the Mishnah and the Dharam. Shema Minoi, you see from there that older wine, wine that's aged, for at least 3 years, like Rashi says, is good for the stomach as well. Tanu Rabbanon, we'll continue talking about asparagus. Tanu Rabbanon, Shisha Dvarim Nemru v'asparagus. There's 6 things said by asparagus. First of all, in Shoisin Oisayel Kushuchai Umali. You only drink it when it's a full cup and they use raw wine, not watered down wine. That's number one. Another halacha is, Mekabloi B'yamin v'shoisin v'smail. Number two is, you should always accept the cup with your right hand and drink it with your left hand, because it's something to do with shadim. You don't talk after you drink it, and you drink it in one gulp. So you shouldn't talk after you drink it until you eat the next thing, and you drink it in one gulp. That's number three. Number four is, when you get it from someone, you only give it back to that person, you don't give it to a third person. Number five is, you spit afterwards. Another thing is that the next thing you eat should always be the same min as the asparagus. Let's say it's a wine-based asparagus, you should eat grapes. If it's a beer, you should eat whatever the beer is made out of. That's what we think right now. Mar has a kash on that, but Tanya, we learned in a braisa that the next thing you eat should always be bread and not any wine, any grapes or dates or figs. Like Kasha, my answer is, Hava de chamra, Hava de shechra. Makes difference if it's wine-based or if it's beer-based. If it's wine-based, you should always eat bread afterwards. If it's beer-based, you should always eat the min, whatever the beer is made out of. If it's, the beer is made out of figs, you should eat figs. If it's made out of dates, you should eat dates. So this halacha b'mino is only by the shechar-based asparagus. Something more of it. It says, Tanichah, there's one bryce that says, La'at yofa, it's good for la'at, which we know stands for lev, ayin, heart, eyes, and tchoil, and spleen. Yofa, l'ramat, kasha. For ramat, which is roish, ma'ayim, and tachtoinios, that's no good. That's one bryce. It says, B'tani Yiduch, it says that the asparagus is good, l'ramat. L'ramat yofa, it's good for roish, ma'ayim, and tachtoinios. And la'at, kasha, it's not good for the lev, ayin, and tchoil. So it's a stira. Or says, no, like kash is not a stira. Hava de chamra, hava de shechra. The wine based asparagus is good for the heart and the eyes, and not good for the stomach. The beer is good for the stomach, and for hemorrhoids, and for the head, but not good for the eyes and the heart. Another stira in two brides says, Tanichah, the rock acharav leika. If someone spits afterwards, he gets loiko, which means he gets hurt, which means he gets sick. V'tan yidach, and the other braisa says, loirok afra of loiko. The other braisa says, if he does not... And if he's not, loy rock achrov, b'tayidach, loy rock achrov loika. The other braisa says, loy rock achrov loika. The other braisa says, loy rock achrov loika. That if you don't spit afterwards, you get hurt. Like hasha, hobe de chamra, hobe de shichra. The same thing, there's not a stira. One says it's good to spit, one says not good to spit. So it depends. If it's wine, don't spit afterwards. Don't spit it out. By beer, it's good to spit afterwards some water out of your mouth. And if you don't do that, you'll get hurt. Amar Vashi, Hashta da Amrit, Loi Rok Acharav Loike, Meimav Nezrakam Filim Neimelach. Now that we're saying there's a certain type of asparagus, if you don't spit afterwards, you get hurt. So Allah is, you let to spit it out, even in front of a king. Because usually it's not covetic to spit in front of a king. But here, since it could be dangerous for you, therefore it's mutter to spit it out in front of a king, even in front of a king. And that's talking about the shichra, the beer-based asparagus. Something more about it. Om Rav Yishmael ben Elisha. Shloisha dvarim sochli surreal sarapnim. There are three things that surreal sarapnim taught me. Surreal is a malach, like Rashi speaks out. A malach choshuv v'nei kosh baruch, a very choshuv malach. And he told Rav Yishmael ben Elisha, Rashi says, Rav Yishmael ben Elisha went up to Rekia Adei Hashem, in the Brisa of Maaseh Merkava. He went up to Shemayim, and he met surreal sarapnim, and he told him three things. First of all, titel, chalukcha, shachar, all these things are like sakonadik things. They have to do malachi chabala and shadim. So it says, al titel chalukcha, things that we don't understand. Al titel chalukcha shachar v'yara shamash v'tilbash. When you put your shirt on in the morning, don't take it straight from the shamash. You take it yourself and put it on yourself. Don't have the attendant do that for you. That's number one. Al titel yodcha mishaloy nato yodav. Don't wash your hands from someone who didn't wash negavasa. Al tachzer kois asparagus al smishanoshin locha. Only give it back, the kais asparagus, only give back to the person who gave it to you. Don't give it to a third person. Why? Because it's a chshash of chaburas shedim, a group of shedim. Or of amrila, stalagon, so malachi chabala. It's a group of malachi chabala that could hurt you. Mitzapon la'odam, they wait for the person. They're waiting for this to happen. You do one of these three things, they're waiting, we're waiting for the day that this happens, and I will chas shalom hurt them. The Malach Mavis told me three things. First of all, don't take your shirt from the shamish and put it on. Don't take it from the hand, put it on yourself. And don't wash your hands from someone who did not wash negavas yet. Don't stand in front of ladies when they return from the mace, from the Vesak forest. Why? Because the Mahmoud says, I am dancing there in front of them with the sword in my hand. And I have a shus to hurt them. So he's saying, therefore, do not go near the ladies when they're coming back from a levaya. And it's actually in Shulchan Aruch that's brought down from the Zohar. For this reason, some ladies should not go to the basic forest at all. And it comes from this Gemara because the Malach HaMavis hangs around the ladies on the way back from a Levaya. And the Marsha brings down that the reason is because the Medrash says that they brought Misa to the Olam because by the Eitz Hadas, the story of the Eitz Hadas, and therefore the Malach HaMavis always is around them because they're the one who is Goyrim Misa to the Olam. So we pog out, if you meet a lady, so what should you do? You want to, you know that the Malach HaMavis is lurking nearby. What should you do? Maite kante, lincha v'duch de'arba amas. Jump from your space four amas. Ika nahara. There's a nahar there. Lavri, go across the river. That's good. That's great. You get away. Vika daka chwina. Lezabov is not a road. Go to a different road. Vika gudov is a fence. Leiko achara, go behind the fence. V'loi, if you don't none of these choices, lahad ape, turn around. V'leima, say this pasuk. V'yomer Hashem el ha-satan, yigar Hashem b'cha, ad chalfi minei. Until the ladies pass by, and then you're good to go. Talk to more about it. We get back to halacha now. The halachas of koshal bracha. Amram zevram avov. Amram lamastita tana. Asara devarim nemru v'koshal bracha. There are 10 things halachas said about the koshal bracha, and the Gemara will explain all as we go along. We'll try to explain as we read the first time, but the Gemara elaborates a little further. There are 10 rules halachas they learn by a koshal bracha. First of all, ta'an hadacha v'shtifa, it has to be washed inside and outside. Chai umalei, it has to be served raw and full. Itur v'itov. Itur, we'll see, decorator, we'll see what it means. V'itov, and your cloak wrapped in your cloak. Noitov, say yadav, pick it up with two hands. V'noitov, there be a min, and you put it into your right hand. Magbiyam in a karka, tefach. You hold it above the karka, or us, we sit by a table, it has to be above the table, a tefach. V'noitov, in a bow, you put your eyes, you concentrate your eyes on the kois. V'yesh oimim avashagri matana le'anchebesa. You also send it as a matana to your family. And then more we'll elaborate on these things. And we'll just speak out one aura. It says over here that the 10 things that are said by a kohen, it has to be chai, it has to be raw. And the shaila is that we said before on yesterday's daf that dafka has to be mozuk. You have to put water in the kohen shabrach because mitzvah amufchor. So Tosfos has a few terutzim here to answer the question. Rashi over here says two of them that Tosfos says before. The two terutzim that Rashi says over here is that you should put it into the cup first raw and then add the water that we may have a kohen shabrach, or bring it from a fresh barrel, l'shem the kiddush, or l'shem kiddush bracha. That's the two terutzim that Tosfos and Rashi say. Tosfos on Nun Beis is a third teretz, but he says chai doesn't mean on the wine. It means the keli. The keli has to be complete. Has to be alive. Means a complete keli. And this teaches us that you're supposed to use a very chashva kois for a kiddush bracha. Back upon him, we had over here 10 things of kiddush bracha. Hadacha shtifa is 2. Chai emale is 4. Iter v'iter is 6. Noitav say yadav noisim min is 8. When we bring a karka tefach, noisim in a boy is 10, and there might be 11th one. Meshagir matan alanche beisa. I'm Rabbi Yechonon. Halacha lemaisa. Zok Rabbi Yechonon. Onu ein lo la arba b'va. We only have 4. Hadacha shtifa and chay umale. Cleaning out the becher and chay umale and full. And Tosfos says that still it's mashma later on that there are some things that we keep, even some of the other things. So it could be als mitzvah memufkor, or maybe it doesn't dafka mean these 4 things. There might be a little more that we keep. And as we go along, we'll start to speak out the halacha. Tana, what does hadacha and shtifa mean? Zok the brisa, hadacha mibefnim. Hadacha means clean out the inside. The shtifa mechod. Shtifa means the outside. And Tosfos speaks out that it's only if it's dirty. The din of shtifa v'hadacha is only if it's dirty. Tosfos dafka she'ena kais yafa, beshuri kaisis. But if it's very clean, then you don't have to do it. Even though the minig of a lot of people, Friday night, they wash out the kais. Make our din, you do not have to do it like Tosfos says. Om Rav Yechonon, kol mavarach ha-kois malei, anyone who makes a bracha on a full kois, which is one of the halachas of the 10 things, noyisten loy nachla b'li mitzarim, nizoyche to a nachla, to an inheritance of b'li mitzarim, without any boundaries. Shnem al malei birkas Hashem, yoyim v'dorem yirasha. If someone fills up his kois, he has yom v'dorem, his yirish yom, which means the west and Dora in the south, Yerusha. It means all the sides, without any boundaries. He's zeicha to get both worlds, Elam Hazeh and Elam Haba. And Tosfos explains, where do you see in this pasuk? It says, Malay, a full kai, you get Yom, Dora, Yerusha. Where do you see anything about two worlds? Zok Tosfos, the word Yerusha could have said Rosh, but it adds a Yud and a Hey. Yud represents Elam Haba, and the Hey represents Elam Hazeh. And that's how you know that if someone fills up his kois to the top, he's zochet both elamos. What does iter mean? Iter ruda ma'atreya b'tamidim means you gather around the kois of bracha tamidim. Rav Chista ma'atla menatli, he's to gather around the kois of bracha other koises, put little becheros around it. And that's called iter. Om Rav Chanan uvechai, you should use raw wine for these ones that are around. Om Rav Sheshu birchas aretz. And by Birchas Aretz, you add, either means you put the Itur B'Shas Noid L'Cha, that's where you put it around the Kais, or it means you add some water to it. And this is another Girsa, this is going on Chai, and saying, it's another parrot to the Kash we asked before, that Chai means when you start the Kosher Bracha, it should be raw wine, and then afterwards, Birchas Aretz, you add more water to it. That's one of the Pshatim here. But the way it reads, that it's going back on the Halacha of Itur. What does ituf mean? Ituf. Rav Papa. What does ituf mean? Ituf means Rav Papa ma'ate for Yosef. Rav Papa used to wrap himself with a talus and make the birchas hamazon. V'Yosef, a bench. Rav Asi parasudra reisha. He used to put like a handkerchief on his head. And that's ituf. And even though we don't paskin like all these things, but Lamaisa, the Mishbru, and the Magaram bring down that you should really wear a hat and a jacket b'shas benching. And the Mishbru even adds on that that's the minig, that when we bench, we put on a hat and a jacket, and of course this Gemara of Ma'atef and Parasudra Resha, this is the Makar for wearing a hat and jacket for Shas benching. And it says further about Kosher Bracha, you pick it up with two hands. Amrav Chanina, but Papa, what's the what do you notice? From my crow, what's the pasuk say? Shu yedechem koydesh avarcho es Hashem. So it's on two hands, yedechem, and pick up the koydesh avarcho es Hashem and praise Hashem. But noisly, I mean, you put in your right hand. We know why, because the right hand is the main hand. Amrav Chiyav Avram Yechanon, Rishonim Shalu, Rishonim Hashaylo, Smol Maushet to say Yeli Amin. Could the smol, the left hand, help at the Amin? And Toisa speaks out. What's the Shaylo? We're talking about a big koydesh of wine. It's very heavy. That's where the Shaila is. Or he says, interesting, they're talking about Shchodesh Teves, Shechalias B'Shabbos, that's on Chanukah, and you have to have extra benching. Why? You have Al Nisim, Ritzei, and Yav Yav. It's a very heavy benching, so it takes a long time. So that's the question. Can I use my left hand to hold it up? Omar Rashi, Hol Roshan and Boyalu, Hitz Roshan had the Shaila, but if Shilu didn't have a terrace, did. Anan never Lechumra. We do Lechumra, and we do not use our left hand to support the right hand. But an agav Rashi, the Tosafot arrived here that you see they kept some of these halachas. See the itur they kept sometimes, they kept itur, they kept the right hand. Therefore, it's not only those four things. That's one of the rayas that Tosafot brings that they were machmar on it once in a while.